Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Anna.
How are you, Queen?
I'm good. You know what? I never left your house. I'm still here.
That's
from
right.
Yesterday.
Nick lives here now.
Yay.
We're roommates.
Yay. We got to get a bigger bed because this thing was not big enough for the three of us.
We bunk bed.
Right. We need to get one more bunk. I'm freaking sleeping with Zach in his tiny bunk.
I know. Aren't you guys cuties?
We need to get a three top.
Yeah. Do those exist?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dog. I'm gonna get those.
So yeah, let's go right now, actually.
Okay, let's go to IKEA. Let's change the show to the IKEA check-in show.
Why?
I'm just joking.
Why? Why would you joke?
You're right. I'm not joking. I'm ready to die.
Okay, so I was we were having this issue in our house, you know, with the electricity going out all the time. And so so last night the lady and I were in bed. Because we went into the bedroom, turned on one air conditioner and, plugged in my laptop to watch, TV on the laptop, because if we watched TV on our large television, it was simply too much and the power would go out.
Yeah.
And, what's funny is that I have my messages are connected to my laptop. So when I get a text message, it comes up on my laptop, you know, right, as I'm looking at it. So We're watching the new Fargo on Hulu on my laptop.
Love it.
And then I started to get some really unhinged texts.
From me?
From Anna Hosnier.
Yes.
And to this moment, I'm not sure what was going on with you, but I will read them.
They were about
to. So we're just watching TV, just me and my love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a text from Anna, pops up on the screen that says, if you are ever, three E's, ever, all caps, not in the moment in our podcast, I will fucking lose my shit. Okay, I guess I should deal with this. I sent you back a David GIF from Schitt's Creek of him just saying, okay. And then you wrote back, just be here in this moment. Rob and Jess are out of their goddamn minds. And then I sent you a gif of a tiny baby entering a room, reacting displeased, and then leaving that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wrote, LOL, I can see you watching ahead, you motherfucker, which I don't know what you're talking
about.
You're
not watching ahead?
No. I didn't watch ahead. I watched ahead from yesterday, you know, because I thought we were doing two eps. But I hadn't watched ahead at this point.
Okay, someone is watching our below decks.
And then you wrote, you are not in the moment!
Yeah.
And then I sent you back a gif. You are high as a fucking kite.
Yeah.
What was going on with you?
It's from this episode.
What part?
Remember at dinner where she's like, oh my God, we knew we had met before this. Jess to Rob, and then Rob immediately is like, okay, but like, why can't you just be in the moment? And that just set off their whole fight. Because Rob's all about being in the moment, and Jess is just like, okay, like, what's the big deal? I pointed out that we had possibly met in the past.
She just remembered that she hated him.
That she had met him, and he was like snotty, and he's like, okay, but like, but just be in the moment, be in the now. I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah,
that just set off
really
their entire fight. And so I was trying to like be like.
So yeah, I had not watched that yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains why you had no idea what I was talking about.
I don't know. Yeah, it was really confusing.
Yeah, I was joking about that. I don't really care if you're in the moment or not, but you better fucking be in the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm in the moment.
But I was making a joke because I could see it on my Plex that someone was watching the episodes before me. So I was making a joke that you weren't in the moment of our show because you were watching ahead. Clearly, this was all over your head.
I have watched maybe 3 episodes on Plex ever. I don't watch your Plex. I haven't
watching our Plex?
I have not logged on to your Plex in 4 months.
Nick, we have to figure out who's watching our Below Deck episodes on Plex.
I don't think we have to, but
Nick,
we will.
Nick, get your little like monocle and put it on your eye.
I know who it is.
Who?
It's Zach. He's addicted.
He would never.
He would.
He would never watch ahead.
Does he ever watch with you?
Actually, no. Rude? He only ever watched with me when you had gotten me a cameo from Matt. And he was like casually watching with me. And I was like, why are you watching? He's like, no reason. But he was just trying to see which one Matt was because you had told him previously.
That's funny.
Then he was like, oh, that's the chef? And I was like, yeah, what? Yeah, dude. What are you asking?
That's Chicken Caesar himself.
And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, weird, dude. All of a sudden you have an interest in the chef? And then he was like, yeah, no, I was watching yesterday because I was trying to figure out which guy he had gotten you the cameo from. And I was like, you bitch.
And Bruno.
Well, Bruno.
Bruno is a bad man.
Bruno never heard.
You gotta join Bruno's OnlyFans.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm sure. He's a pornster.
I loved Bruno.
All right, well, let's get to this Bruno-less episode.
All right, so yeah, that's for the best. So we're talking Below Deck, season 5, episode 15,
baby.
Bitches. 15. So yeah, we continue with Jess having heart palpitations and Malia is trying to talk to her about it. And then she's like, well, have a hot shower. Cause you know, they have that like shower on the swim deck. So she tells her to put some hot water over her in case like the cold water was fucking with her in some way. And Captain Sandy asks Jess to come see her after her hot shower. And Rob is like, it looks like what I've told her has made her anxious. You don't fucking say, Robbie boy.
Oh, no. Is it me? Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Got any cheese?
Yeah. So, I do. Do you want some cheese? You need a snack.
Got any cheese?
I have string cheese.
Got any cheese is Urkel's other catchphrase.
No, I got that. I was making a joke that maybe you needed some cheese. Clearly, yeah, I do you're need angry some cheese. And you need a little snack to feel better.
I do need some cheese.
So,
Mr. Potter.
Rob is a Hogwarts professor.
He's Snape.
Yeah.
Oh, dear departed.
Was Snape also gay or was that just Dumbledore?
How dare you?
Who cares? Was he gay?
How dare
okay,
you?
I heard you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But was he?
How dare you?
Doesn't matter. What did that like fucking J.K. Rowling say he was?
He was not gay. He was just a member of the resistance.
Right. Two double teaming it.
This is why I didn't tell anyone
mm-hmm.
about my bisexuality.
Okay, so he was bisexual.
Oh, if I must be labeled.
Whatever. So Michelle is literally holding Aisha down at the beach club and trying to pour alcohol into her mouth.
Successfully.
Lightly successfully.
She's drunk.
I doubt it.
Yeah, she's drunk.
Yeah. So Jess goes to Captain Sandy and tells her that her heart was beating really hard and it scared her because she hadn't ever had that happen before. Captain Sandy's like, well, let's take your blood pressure. I take my blood pressure all the time. And she texts the results to her friend who's a cardiologist. And Captain Sandy says 2 years ago, she had heart palpitations and that ended with her having a heart attack. So as a captain, she's going to stay on top of this and check her blood pressure and make sure she's okay. And she says both of her parents died of heart attacks. Wild.
My God.
And then Captain Sandy says she was in her cycling class and she noticed that her heart rate wasn't going down and her arm was starting to go numb. And she knew immediately that she was having a heart attack. And she said it was SCAD, spontaneous coronary artery dissection.
She's eating all these rich foods.
Yeah, and she says it's very rare, but 1 in 3 women die of heart attack or stroke. But Captain Sandy's cardiologist friend says that Jess's heart rate is okay. It's not too bad. And Jess thinks it's probably from the caffeine and riding the jet skis too hard. But then Jess also says that she thinks her relationship with Rob is taking a physical toll on her because one of her worst fears is to be vulnerable, fall in love, and have it deteriorate.
Stupid.
And have her take a bat to all your prized
I'm not
going to
be in a relationship and one day it ends.
Her biggest fear, dog. It's because her parents got divorced at 2.
It's better than bugs. I was in a relationship when I was 4 years old. And that person broke my heart when his family moved away. Mm-hmm. And I vowed to never let myself feel as down as I did when I was 4 years old. Therefore, I will only torture men. Every man who comes into my web will be a rude. Next up, Alex.
Maybe she uses all that, like, all those accessories that are like shiny to catch a guy's eye so she can pull them into her plan.
Yeah.
It's almost like hypnotizing. Like, she's got so much jewelry on.
She should get gold caps on her teeth. Then you could see her
honestly,
from space.
I wouldn't put it past her if we saw her next season. And do you think it's going to be her next season? Like, she's just going to take over as the chief stew of Med?
I do.
That's tough for me.
I do. I think they cast that role for permanence. And I think whoever is the new chief stew on season 8 of Reg will be the same chief stew on season 9 of Reg.
Right. I think it's going to be that Francesca Ruby girl.
Yep. And I think the next chief stew of sailing is going to be who fucking knows.
You don't think they'll bring Jenna back?
I don't.
I hope not.
She was really, really bad and unlikable.
You're telling me, Queen. Anyway, Johnny and Michelle are being really gross at the club. And Michelle's like, I'm going to sit on your face. And he's like, pee on me. Because they're like really drunk. I guess I shouldn't call them gross. I guess they're being kinky.
I guess. There's no kink I'm into.
Yeah, well, not everyone's into the same kinks.
The only kink I'm into is blunt force trauma.
What the fuck?
Perpetrated against me.
What the fuck, man? That sounds terrifying.
You gotta
but
hit
hey, no
me over the
shaming.
Head with a baseball bat. If that... That's the only thing I'm into.
That's the only thing that can make you come is if you're like blacked out yeah. by a bat to the head.
No, I'm just kidding. It's armpits.
Oh, no.
Love armpits.
You are the literally kinkiest kinker. The armpits.
I
what
love
was
it.
That? I think someone told me they dated a guy who wanted to just lick her armpits. Oh, it was Lyra. All right.
Well, she's not wrong.
No, it was actually someone told me that. Some guy she did had a really big armpit thing. But so anyway.
Yeah, it's not really fun for the person who's getting their armpit.
Yeah, but, you're only like, all right, you done?
She puts up with it.
You done yet?
She's good. You know, I space them out.
Miserable. Anyway, the guests come back to the boat and Johnny
wow,
is.
Wow, I can't believe I'm being kink shamed on this show.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was fucked up. Just really caught me off guard. Pits. It's the pits.
Yeah, it's the opposite. The best.
Nay.
When I say something's the pits, that's like the ultimate compliment. I
know. Hey, man, it's the pits, and I love it. Lord help you. All right. I'm really religious, by the way.
Thank you. That's nice. I could use some help.
Well, anyway, so the guests come back to the boat, and Johnny is wasted. And then we learn something very interesting here. The balls that they hit into the ocean are all biodegradable. We thought they were just polluting and hitting, you know, fish like, doink,
well,
in the head.
everything's biodegradable if you give it enough time.
Sure, but like a normal baseball like wouldn't biodegrade in like the same time as a biodegradable ball.
It's not a baseball, by the way. It's a golf ball.
Okay, well, it's biodegradable.
Yeah. There's no baseballs in this episode.
Biodegradable. Well, there was in the dessert.
That's not a baseball. No, wait, that was actually episode. A confectionery.
When did you become that actually it was a confectionery guy?
Actually, it was confectionery.
Okay. Well, yeah. So Aisha and Alex tell Johnny to try and hit some biodegradable balls into the ocean, but he's wasted and basically misses all of them, and he calls himself a two-strike
hitter. He got the last one.
Barely.
He hit it. It went into the ocean.
It kind of rolled into the
job well done.
Ocean. It rolled into the ocean.
He got traded at the end.
To another boat?
Yeah, you saw Alex said he got traded. It was very funny.
Mm.
And then Johnny Damon hit him over the head with a baseball bat. And he came instantly.
Are you and Alex are the same kink?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You guys licked each other's pits.
Yeah. God, that's what I look for. When my next marriage, I'm going to get so we can lick each other's pits.
The imagery, man, it's not right.
I don't know how it would work logistically.
You guys like...
We could work.
You can rub pits.
Yeah. Yeah, we can Brad pits.
If there's any listeners who have not turned this off by now.
We can Annie Potts.
Annie, I don't know what that is.
We can Michelle Potter.
Okay. So, God, I haven't thought of Michelle Potter in so long. So they're having a Great Gatsby themed.
Annie Potts was in Designing Women.
Oh. They're having a Great Gatsby themed dinner party, and the Stews are wearing flapper dresses for the party. And Johnny is wasted at dinner, but he's still able to tell that he wants his steak a little bit more well done, which is amazing. He's like black.
I can't see, but I want this 3 degrees hotter.
Yeah, but Captain Sandy
I technically fell asleep 3 hours ago.
He really is ghost. He's like,
but please yell at your chef and never, ever tell him that I was wrong.
He literally is like, I would like it more. And then Bugs is like, more well done. And he's like, yeah. And then Captain Sandy, who's sitting at the table right next to him, is like, do you want it more like this? And points at hers. And he's like,
I don't know. More. Yeah. I want more. Do you want more steak? I don't know. More.
It's so absurd. He just like knows. He's just so wasted. He's just like such a like caveman. He knows right away. Even he could be blacked out, eyes closed, and be like, I need my steak more.
Sorry,
well done.
I just always send my food back because I'm a prick. I'm used to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and so they... It sucks because Captain Sandy's right there, and that's not good. You never want to see Captain Sandy see someone.
I never want to see Captain Sandy.
Yeah, well, Tom says you can do everything right, but someone just may not be happy. So you're just investing a lot of yourself and hoping for the best. But they bring out a new steak for him, and he's happy with it. And the guests love the food, so Captain Sandy is happy. Let's take a quick break. And we're back. Nick is playing with the little
nipple.
The titty. I have like a titty stress reliever. It just looks like a tit. I think I have a second one somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not going to find that. Just don't worry about where that one is, all right? Because let's just say it's gone.
What?
If you know what I mean.
It's in your butt?
I don't want to get too specific, but let's just say it's at Brad Pitt's house.
Okay. Cool. Whatever. Brad Pitt's is the pits. So anyway, Aisha, after dinner, when they're cleaning, Aisha calls Bugs a shit stain, and she says it's a term of endearment.
Nope.
And Bugs doesn't get it. And Aisha says she's so used to being around crew that is heavy on the banter and they shit talk and joke, but this isn't one of those crews. And it sucks working like a lot you know, yacht hours. So you want someone who can make your crew life fun.
Hey, Anna. Huh? Don't call people shit stains.
When was I going to?
I'm just saying, if you think, if you are wondering, all time that wonderful from was, I called him all pieces of shit the first day I worked there.
Why did anyone like that? Oh, I don't know how to relate to people. I live in a van now. And I'm a van person like Rocky Raccoon. And also Adam. From Adam's song.
Do you think Blink-182 wrote that song about Adam?
I bet Adam fucking wishes.
Wow.
Well, whatever. It's the next day. Rob.
Yes?
Rob.
Yes? What?
Rob oversleeps. Yes? For his shift.
He oversleeps about 20 minutes. And I gotta be honest with you. The consequences were too much.
Well, I don't even think... Okay, so he oversleeps and he feels bad because it goes into Alex's rest time. But Alex is like, no big deal, bro. I'm it's a really chill minutes. Bro. Like, cool, cool. I'm chill. But he doesn't do anything he was supposed to do that morning for his mm-hmm. shift.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do anything.
But it's not because he overslept. He just still didn't do his work.
Hmm. No. It's, yeah, he gets in trouble because he didn't do the work. So Malia's annoyed. Because the boat looks like shit. And when she comes out, Rob is kissing Jess instead of working. And she says, Rob knows better. He's just lost with his romance with Jess and isn't thinking clearly.
Wow. No one has handled boat romances as well as Malia.
Don't wear your headphones facing out that way because then the sound can come back.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, guys, we have a real problem with this kid named Nick right now.
That's my name.
Yes, it's you.
This guy sounds like he's got a cool name. Excuse me, I'm drunk.
Are you wasted?
I'm drunk.
You have one job and to not black out while we're recording.
Well, okay. Give me another job then, because this job is not going to get done. I'm blackout.
All right. Well, Bugs tells Jess.
I want more. More. Sorry, that's just what people do when they're blacked out. More, cook. What is this? What'd you write down?
Nothing. It was just a note to kill you.
The fuck?
Just a reminder.
Let me see that note.
Just a reminder to kill you.
Kill Nick. Like, yeah.
It's fine, dude. Like, whatever.
I don't want to get killed.
Well, it's not your problem.
But I don't want to get killed.
Well, Bugs tells Jess the laundry is looking a lot better. And she says the more time you invest in someone, the better they will do. And she's happy she took the time to invest in Jess. And Jess is like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Invest in Jess, invest in the best.
Mm-hmm.
You've tried the rest, now try the Jess.
Mm-hmm. Sell that to Jess.
Okay. Hi. I'd like to speak to Jess.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, wow. That worked. I really thought I was going to need to know your last name.
Just kidding. It's me. I'm a real fucking sassy broad.
Wow. Her name is Jess Kidding? That's an incredible name.
There is no way.
Might be cool.
Yes, it might be cool, but it's not her name.
Yeah, but it would be cool.
All right. Well, Captain Sandy calls...
Screw you. I'm going to Hawaii.
Okay, bye. Captain Sandy calls Jess to the bridge to compliment her about her laundry. And Jess is shook. And she's like, have I died? And she says, wow, Bugs has really good structure. And I'm getting really good at my job. But my relationship is getting worse. And in their cabin, Rob tells Jess, okay, this is the weirdest moment. Rob really, I don't know, Rob, unless you know, like, telepathy. What is it? What's the
telepathy.
Word? Telepathy. Telepathy. Rob says, Jess is like, why do you have that look on your face? And Rob's like, I don't want to do all this talking and thinking too much. You should just understand. We should just understand each other.
This is not taking away from me working on my comedy.
But like, they just met. She's supposed to be able to read his mind. He just wants to like not tell her anything. She's just supposed to look at him and be like, I understand. It's like you met 4 weeks ago.
It was one of the best weeks
of my last 5 weeks.
I don't even
remember the time before that. I only remember before that meeting this terrible girl with an awful hand tattoo. But it turned out it was real. And I had no respect for her. I think that was you. And I'd like to not think about that. So let's please just stay in the moment.
He's a fucking idiot. I don't know. Rob is like two in his own head for his own good. But they're docking the boat and Rob fucks up throwing the line several times. And Malia says that it is some amateur shit what he did. And he doesn't lock the line tight enough. And Malia's just very annoyed with him. And Rob hears her telling Bugs about it. And he says, everyone is allowed to make mistakes. You're being rude.
He was being, that's such a cool thing to say. I mean, he's absolutely right. And it shut up Malia. It's not, he's not being rude to his boss. He's just like, you are being rude. I am being rude.
Yeah, but she doesn't say anything because Malia sucks.
Yeah, well, she's also got to impress Bugs.
Ah, well, the guests are leaving. And they said they had a great time and the food was fucking amazing. They were so happy. Johnny hits a bunch of balls with his bat, 30 in a row, just as like a thank you.
What?
He doesn't really. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I like to take a moment. I like to jazz this show up. Yeah, Rob, because you're busy throwing your fucking line 40 times.
I'm in love with Jess's boobs. Her brain less so. She's very jealous. And I'm not jealous because I'm a murderer. If I'm ever jealous of someone, I take care of that problem.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Sorry, my personality is a murderer. A murderer of conversation.
So dry.
It's dramatic.
Do you have a joke for me?
Me? As Rob.
Yes. Wait, it's me.
Yes, Rob. Please, thank you. My Rob is not as funny as your Rob.
Okay. Yes, your Rob seems to be a very dangerous murderer.
We have very different takes on Rob.
My Rob's just a funny, weird guy. Your Rob shouldn't be in the room.
I'm vampire royalty.
Yeah. Your Rob should be arrested ASAP. Held away in solitary confinement.
I could never be arrested because I would mind bend the bars. No prison could hold me. No coffin can hold me.
You're turning into Sean Connery.
I would escape with Nicolas Cage from The Rock.
My Rob is opening at the Comedy Store in a week. My Rob is opening for Dane Cook, the Comedy Store.
The only thing that won't be opening at the Comedy Store are the front doors.
Are you saying no one's coming to see me?
I'm saying it's closed.
I live in a different reality than
you. It might be back open by the time you listen to this.
There's no chance.
If that's the case, remember, we recorded this in a pandemic.
This will drop in days, so I wouldn't worry about it. Okay, I have a joke.
Oh, good. I'm ready to laugh, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob, make me laugh.
Rob, I'm trying to.
Okay, laugh. Laughter initiating. Starting laughter sequence.
Stop. Okay. Sorry, I broke character for a second. Ask you to stop. Stop making
the jokes
me laugh.
Have already started. Okay, let me hear the joke.
What creature is smarter than a talking parrot?
What creature is smarter than a talking parrot? I've got it.
Yes.
A parrot that knows when to shut up.
A spelling bee.
I still think my joke is superior.
I'm sure you do.
What the fuck? Sorry, I get angry like my friend Nick Turner. And sometimes I don't know what the fuck.
It's okay, you're disgusting.
Peter Falk.
Okay, why did the tomato blush?
Um because it ripened.
No, because it saw the salad dressing. I feel like we could do this entire show. It's just us as Rob.
Yeah, and we'd be the only one listening.
Yep. All right, guys. So Malia sits Rob down to lecture him about how he's slow to fix his mistakes in the moment. And Rob says, I'm aware. I just haven't been showing up on deck because I've been trying to sit in a space where I'm present for both Jess and the boat. And that has been selfish for me. And I need to learn to compartmentalize better. Hmm. Looks like Rob has woken up. Rob is woke now.
I was asleep this whole time. That was the problem. It wasn't low energy. I was literally asleep. I was actually had a remarkable amount of energy for how asleep I was.
Stop! Jesus!
What?
That noise.
This is a Star Wars fighting.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll stop.
Thank you.
After this last one.
Okay. Rob, come on, man.
I stopped.
Go back into your coffin and let Nick out.
Okay, good. I was hoping I could sleep for another 4 years.
Yes, you will. Oh, God. Go in the coffin.
Oh, sorry. Right. Yes, the coffin. Creak. Ka-gunk.
Nick? You didn't let Nick out.
Oh, me. Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot I even hosted this show. You love Rob's the goddamn bitch.
No, I don't. I've been trying to get Rob to go away this whole time.
You love him.
Well, anyway, Jess asked Aisha what happened in her last relationship on a boat. And Aisha's like, well, it was actually very similar to your and Rob's relationship. But when
she's
he
like,
left,
oh, you're going to get married forever?
Yeah. And she's like, no, when he left, he went right back to his ex-girlfriend. Which is not probably what Jess wants to hear. And then Jess asks if they were saying, I love you. And Aisha's like, what? No, we were only together for 6 weeks. Why would we be saying, I love you? And Jess is like, well, we're already saying it. And Aisha's like, what? She's like, what? And then to herself in the ITM, Jess is like, well, that's probably why I don't have a boyfriend. It's like, no, she doesn't have a boyfriend because she's not out of her goddamn mind, Jess. And Jess is like, well, have you ever dated someone on a boat before? And Jess is like, no. Or Aisha says, have you ever dated someone on a boat before? And Jess says, no. And she's like, well, that's probably why you guys are saying I love you so quick. Because you don't know how this fucking shit works. Jess is...
Sometimes it works.
In what regard? Who do you know is still together?
Malia and Tom.
No.
In this world,
technically,
don't ruin anything for me.
You know they're not together.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Fucking Brave 2. Brave 2 and the guy who raped her as a child.
Yeah, but they were together before this show.
Yeah.
Allegedly, yeah. Should say that about.
It never works. It never works.
Yeah. Well, they'll be okay. She'll just kill him in his sleep and destroy his home. So anyway, it's tip meeting time. And Captain Sandy says she's very happy with the service and blown away by everyone. And we learn that they got a 18K tip. Cha-ching, baby.
Which they are mad about.
Well, it just seems like Aisha's mad about it.
She's a livid. Well, everyone else is a simp, you know? She's the only one who's...
She's as livid as Aisha could be, which is like not very livid. You know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Jess and Rob are having some awkward fight in front of Alex and Aisha, which is like not chill because like Rob was talking to Aisha and Jess was trying to ask him something, but he's like, I'm in a conversation. She's like, well, me and Alex are in a conversation. It makes no sense. And Jess is really jealous. that Rob has paid any attention to Aisha. And so they start fighting outside and it doesn't end well. And Jess walks off and it's like, blah, 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 boring. They're fighting.
Yeah, this sucks. They really should have cut this scene. I really would have loved to see what Pete was up to during this scene.
I don't know, posting inappropriate Instagrams.
You know, I mean, did we talk about this? I looked at it.
I looked at it too.
I looked at it yesterday.
It's not good.
Yeah, but there were some things that I didn't realize. Because he posted, okay, so what he posted, it was a porn actress tied up in, you know, like a BDSM scene. And then the meme had his name in it. And then he reposted this meme and was like, yup, or whatever. And that's what it was. But it was like a meme with a porn actress with his name in it. And I really think, I don't know anything about this guy. You know, I don't know anything. I don't know any other instance of his racism. But I really just think he saw a meme with his name in it and reposted it.
I mean, there is a chance of that. But come on, man. Get your shit together.
I mean, get your shit together. Stop. Not everyone needs a social media account.
But I guess he's also the same guy that's like, who has been calling you sweetie? It's him.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like that guy. He
right.
No
he's
idea.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, remarkable.
He's an idiot. Well, anyway, Alex and Bugs go into town to go shopping and flirt. And Aisha calls her brother and she says the crew's really lovely, but they're just not her type of people because there's just no banter. And last season was so much better. Can you believe how little banter there is?
I just can't believe she loved last season so much. I guess just because she fucked that dude the whole time.
Well, I mean, she had friends like Travis, Anastasia, Hannah.
Who fucks Travis?
Jack. Travis was the drunk guy who slapped Anastasia. Colin.
Oh, like, Travis.
That whole crew had a lot of fun right. together when Travis wasn't like blacked out and like slapping.
He people. And Hannah had a little thing.
Yeah, they like made out a little.
Yeah, wow.
But right. She didn't like how much he drank, so she was not down.
I love Travis.
But yeah, like that crew was, I mean, there's a reason we love that season so much.
Yeah, there was a reason for the season.
Yeah, it's a reality show.
But I also love this season. So, you know.
I like this season, but let's just say season 4, you just can't fuck with it. Mm. This season's fun because a lot of twists and turns, but like.
Would you say you're a whore for season 4?
Yeah, but like for this season, I wouldn't say there's anyone I like specifically love. Like I love Aisha. I'm glad she's back.
Are you alive for season 5?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's take another quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back. So, Rob and Jess make up in their cabin, but we'll see how long that lasts. All right?
No.
And then Tom seems in a better mood as well, but we'll see how long that lasts. Am I right?
No.
Okay. Tom says he has never had so much stress in 1 week, and typically he works with 2 chefs and he's the head chef, but that's on a bigger boat. And being the sole chef, that's 3 times harder, baby.
No.
Okay.
Because it's not as big of a boat.
Sure, but you're like still serving what appears to be the same amount of people.
No, more. You would be serving more people because the crew would be bigger.
Hmm. You're dead to me.
No.
Okay. Well, everyone's going out to dinner and no. Bugs puts a bunch of glitter stickers all around her eyes because, of course, she's Bugs. And if she didn't basically dress like her table settings, then why would she even go outside?
Yeah. How would you know it's Bugs?
I wouldn't.
How would you know that someone needs rescuing if you can't see her from a plane passing by?
Her accessories basically like cause car accidents because it like yeah. flashes into the mirror. The person's like, yeah. And then they're like, psh. Like all the cars that go by her, just haven't you noticed that? They all crash.
Paparazzi can't even take pictures of her.
Oh, no, of course not. She's too shimmery.
Yeah.
We're joking, but we're not joking.
No, paparazzi actually does not want to take pictures of her anyway.
No. So Aisha
says, like, oh my God, it's Bugs.
All the time for a break. All the cameras are like,
yeah. Yeah, that's the sound of them being dismantled.
No, it's like the glass cracking. The
lens. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Aisha's excited to go out. And she says she's been told she had a great time out in Ibiza, but she can't be sure.
Ibiza,
because she drinks so
strawberry.
Much.
Right, with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting blackout drunk with the bro. Okay. Yep.
So Bugs is doing some dominant shit with Alex and being like, I'm your boss and you have to do what I say. And this is what you're going to order. And I'm like, damn, someone's got a kink. It's Bugs and she wants to dominate.
Yeah. And also he says no to all of it, which is actually going to get her more interested.
Mm-hmm. Wild. And then a guy with a crystal ball comes and performs for the guests, those mimes who are like, here's a crystal ball. And Aisha is so like, what? How did you do that?
They are freaking out.
It's like,
what? How do you not understand what's happening?
Well, what's happening?
He was the devil.
Okay.
Don't be scared. He's just the devil.
That's your explanation to what was happening.
He's a devil.
He's a devil.
Wow, you're just looking up pictures of Hannah and her baby, huh?
Yeah, how'd you know? I was curious if she had her baby for a second. Anyway, so...
She did.
She did? Oh, yeah. I think I saw a photo of it. Good for her having a baby, and now she doesn't have to go on the show ever again.
That's not how life works. You still have to work actually more when you have a baby.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You're done?
They should have got her as one of the talk show castmates on Kate Chastain's show.
You should have a baby.
What are we doing right now?
Having babies. We're trying to get pregnant this year.
So Rob and Jess get into it again because Jess thinks she met Rob before, but Rob can't remember. She's like, well, you were in this place in Florida and I met this kind of shitty guy from South Africa and I think it was you. And Rob says, I can't remember. And then he gets annoyed. He's like, can't we just be in the moment? And he gets upset because she's like yelling at Alex about it and being like, oh my God, we met you. And Rob is like, if we're not in the moment, I'll blow my brains out. And then Jess is like, well, babe, like, what are you getting so upset about? Like, you can't expect me to ignore the fact that we had a conversation before this. I don't know.
Yeah, what is he being so weird about?
Because she's not being in the moment. Remember my text last night?
But that doesn't make any sense. Your text last night really took me out of the moment.
You need to be in the moment.
I have no idea what happened to that episode of Fargo because I was too busy picking out the perfect gift to shut you up with.
Yeah, you were not in the moment for Lyra either. It's like you are the problem. You're never in the moment.
Oh, no. I'm the moment naughter.
Yeah, well, Aisha says this is the stupidest shit she's ever heard. And I thought that was really funny. And Malia's annoyed. They're fighting. And Aisha says she feels like a lot has happened before she arrived. And she's struggling to penetrate this group. And she says it's hard to find that good banter she's looking for.
Oh, God, say banter one more time, motherfucker.
The one that brings up banter.
Say banter one more time.
There lacks a banter here.
Yo, Zach just got, there's someone at the door for Zach. It looked like his boyfriend.
That's fine. So the rest of the crew is talking about how Jess and Rob are not a good match because Jess likes Rob. Because he's a model, but Rob is very deep and introspective. And Malia says, Jess's background of her phone is herself. And that's all you need to know. Which I thought was interesting.
That is really funny. What's your background to your phone?
My dog.
Oh.
And they're like, we bet Rob's background is like a bunch of like wildflowers or something.
Yeah, that's funny. You know what mine is?
Huh?
Your dog.
My dog?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not really.
I was going to say, you have your own dog.
It's just a blue planet.
Cool. You're a really deep creative person, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
You
Why?
You have a personality?
No.
Okay. Well, Jess and Rob are in the other cab, not speaking.
Ugh.
Do you think that's why Jess likes Rob? Because he's just a model and she just likes the idea of that?
No. I think she likes him because he's very funny. A lot of women just like to laugh.
Right. Well, at the club, Tom is giving Rob a pep talk and Tom is giving Rob a pep talk and telling him to chill out and just have some fun because Jess is being all butthurt and won't talk to him. And Rob starts to show everyone a party trick that includes suctioning a Red Bull to your hand and then pouring drinks with it. And Aisha's like, oh my God, how did you do that? She is so shocked by all magic. Like, she would not be able to survive a night at the Magic Castle.
No, which makes me want to get her some tickets.
Yeah, because everything, she'd be like, how did you do that?
No! You want to be my boyfriend?
How did you do that?
Pathetic.
Well, did you say pathetic?
Pathetic.
Jesus. Well, Rob starts to show everyone party. Yeah, he shows everyone the party tricks. And I was just like, please show me. And Jess is immediately annoyed that Rob is showing Aisha this party trick, and then they're like hanging out and taking selfies, and Jess is like, wow, they're flirting. And she gets angry and she's like, what the fuck? And so Alex is full on creeping on Bugs at this point, and next thing we know, they're making out and dancing, and Alex is so pumped because he's no longer in the friend zone. Took him long enough. He just had to get her so drunk and tell her no when she tried to demand you do things. And boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
It worked.
And Rob tells Jess, he's like, I can't do all this hot and cold shit. I don't like it. And she tells Rob that she feels like he's just looking for an excuse to be done with her. And Malia says Jess and Rob suck to go out with because it just dampens the whole mood. And while Rob and Jess are fighting, we hear Tom tell Malia that they should get married. And Malia says, I would totally marry you. And I'm like, yikes, considering we know what happens with them.
I don't know. I really don't know. And don't tell me.
We talked about it already.
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, he kills her. So,
oh, come on.
Rob says Jess fucked with him too much and now he feels broken. And Jess tells Rob to go flirt with Aisha and get the fuck out of her face. And that's where the episode ends with some serious drama-rama.
You want a boat fact?
Yeah, let's hear boat facts with Nikki Tease.
Wow. Okay, well, what is the name of the process where you join or connect a rope or ropes by interweaving the strands at the ends?
It's like a knot?
Like a braid.
Oh, braid?
What do you call it?
What
is that action called?
Braid. A braid knot?
Splice.
Splice.
Splice them. That's Bofax. I'm out. I know it's not good. Let's move on.
Splice. I mean, is that what they use for knots?
No, that's what they do when they interweave ropes at the ends.
To make them splice. Like stronger?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, that was your Bofax splicing. I wish I like kept all this in my head, but I can't remember anything after you.
You know what? I think that when we start the weekly show, I'm going to reuse them.
What? That is cheating.
Yeah. No, I think I'll just do like a best of. Because we've already done like 200 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody remembers any of the facts that I've said. So if I come across one that I really love that I've done before, once we're weekly, I might do it again.
Okay. I mean, I might remember it and like beat you to it and say the fact before you can. Then you'll
I doubt it. If you ever know the fact before I tell you, I will give you another one.
Okay, fine. Yep. You heard it here, folks. Nick is on a run. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod at gmail.com. Follow me at Anna Hosni and Nick is at Nick's Turners. Hey, man. Hey, man.
What?
I'm like Joe Biden. Hey, man. Hey, shut up, man. Leave us a 5-star review. We would love it.
Shut up.
Feel free to put a boat fact in there because clearly Nick is about to start rerunning our boat fact.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, and check out our merch on TeePublic. You would really enjoy it. All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.